You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Congressman Mo Brooks joined me last hour. We were talking about the stimulus package leaving the House and going to the Senate to be looked at this week. And I asked him, you know, do you think that this will pass through in the Senate?
It depends on Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin on the Democrat side. My understanding is right now they will not vote for the legislation as it is. If that holds true, then this pork-laden spending bill will not pass. But then again, with earmarks having come back, you might see the right amount of bribery, again, legal bribery, being done to induce them to vote for otherwise bad legislation.
Joining us now to talk a little bit more about this, our correspondent Michael Bauer has been following this. Well, Michael, you don't hear Schumer and the Democrats talking about, all the pork that's attached to this, including, Metro money for Pelosi's district out there in San Francisco. And that's just one of the many items that if all of the non-pandemic related items were removed from this bill, it would shave off maybe a half, at least a third to a half, Mo Brooks says, as far as what it would cost us is in putting us in more debt with this package. So they always talk about, I can't imagine the Republicans not wanting to put food on the American people's table. We've got to get this passed. They never talk about the other garbage that's attached to this. So talk about in the Senate.
Yeah, it's always the same. Oh, well, look, if it's not going to be passed, it's because the Republicans don't want you to eat. And they're like, well, yeah, but how about all this other stuff that's in there that, some of the other Democrats are looking at and going, what about all this other stuff that's in there? So, yeah, and that's, I think, what Brooks is talking about here is, look, there are still people like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema who are saying, you know, it's got to be done correctly. It's got to be done right. They're the ones that are scaring, frankly, the Democratic Party right now because they're the most realistic when it comes to what we should be spending, what is just seemingly way out of bounds. And meanwhile, we haven't heard, and I would love to hear from them, what they think when Joe Biden says, what would you have me cut out? Okay, well, let's come up with a Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema element of here's the things we would certainly remove. Because so far, we know as this is set and ready to go on the Senate floor right now, and JT, it looks like, according to Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader says he could bring the package to the floor for a vote as soon as Wednesday. That would mean that they're going to pull out that language for the $15 an hour minimum wage. It would also mean that other portion, that Plan B that they were coming up with from Ron Wyden, which would be making companies have to pay an extra tax if they don't raise the $15 an hour minimum wage, that's going to be pulled out too because Manchin and Sinema both said they weren't interested in supporting that. So it would be minus those things. You would see this thing get down to the floor and then begin the process of 20 hours of debate. And then after the 20 hours of debate, you get to the Votorama portion of things, which could go, at least, you know, recent historically, goes into like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning. That could very well happen here, meaning by Friday at 5 o'clock in the morning, we could have a vote in the Senate on this particular piece of legislation. If it's passed, if indeed you get Sinema and Manchin on board with it, then you could have that on President Biden's desk by Friday afternoon to sign. If it doesn't, then that's going to be a major issue here for Democrats. They're either going to have to work out whatever that language is or whatever it is that Sinema and Manchin don't want and think can be cut, and then have to try to work from there.
Obviously, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is not a two-thirds vote in the Senate needed,
correct,
but just the simple one vote that Vice President Kamala Harris would be the decider if it came down to that.
You cannot lose a Democrat if you're Joe Biden. You have to have all 50 Democrats. So you can't lose Sinema, you can't lose Manchin, or either one of those, or you're just not going to have a shot at this.
Well, it's just not right for the American people to have to swallow every time a bill comes through, it seems. And I'm going to tell you, the Republicans are guilty of this as well, because, as Congressman Mo Brooks pointed out, it's legal bribery. I'll vote for your bill here, but it's got to include, you know, you're saving the spotted owl in my backyard. My folks back home want that safe. I just cannot stand non-related items in a bill anytime, no matter what it is. Keep it clean. It was like that with the Republicans, but now the Democrats are bringing back this earmark. All right, quickly, the latest on the coronavirus and the vaccine is so good news with the Johnson & Johnson. Even Alabama's getting 40,000-plus doses coming here soon.
That is great. That is great. Now, those got to get in arms, and that's going to be the big key here. Right. The CDC and the director of the CDC pointing out yesterday, we're still not out of the woods. We've got to get those vaccines in arms because right now the concern is the variants. And JT, those variants are spreading. It had been every 10 days duplicating. Now it's seemingly closer to every 7 days they're duplicating because this time last week, I was telling you, we had like 1,100 of the variants across the country, most of them, like a third of them, in Florida itself. Now we're up over 2,400, and it's continuing to grow, and that's happening over a week's period of time. So the director for the CDC is saying, look, these variants are concerning, and if they continue to do that, that will be a problem. So we've got to get shots in arms so we can slow that mutation down. Right. In the meantime, what we're looking at is what's happening across the globe. So we had this drop-off, right, for the past month, which has been great, but it's starting to level out and actually tick up a little bit. Across the globe, 2 months of a drop-off as far as new coronavirus cases went, they're now starting to see a rise. And what they're blaming that on, according to the World Health Organization, is a surge in variants, A, and B, premature efforts to lift public health restrictions. Yep. So we're seeing here that we've had that month drop-off, an easing in things in some states, and they have a concern that that could go the wrong direction if we're not especially careful here.
Right. And the CDC says in their warning, look, don't let up now. Now is not the time. Yeah, as you mentioned, it's flattening out again as opposed to going down. Michael Bauer, thank you. I appreciate you.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.